We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
With few exceptions, already struggling bricks and mortar retail being paralyzed by the viral pandemic, let's talk about the future of retail. Jan Rogers Niffen, CEO at J. Rogers Niffen Worldwide, based in New York. Jan, is this just going to speed up some of the thinning of the retail herd that we've really been seeing over several years?
Yeah, it is. We've been seeing this coming, right? We knew that we were going to see lots of store closures. I've been saying we'd see 100,000 store closures over the next several years. We saw about 10,000 last year. This year, we'll probably see 20, maybe 30,000 because it'll accelerate what was already happening. Same thing with going online, right? The business has been going online since 1999, but now we'll go online faster. And clearly grocery, which was only 2.5% online when all this started, will be a lot more online once this is over.
Are the big box stores better able to weather this, or are they maybe more leveraged, tighter margins? I mean, I'm just trying to think of whether they have an advantage in an environment like this as far as lasting.
They have a huge advantage because they're open. Amazon's doing well, Walmart doing well, Target's doing well, Costco's doing well, Home Depot's doing well. A couple of reasons. They're selling what people want to buy, and they're open. Everybody else is not selling what people want to buy, and on top of that, they're closed. So their leverage is pretty scary because their income, their actual cash flow, has gone almost to zero for a lot of these companies. The mall's closed, the stores are closed, they're non-essential. They're just hoping they have enough cash to get through the period to where their stores can reopen.
And that, I'm thinking, if you sell clothing and that's all you sell, it's just a time that's especially hard for you.
Yes, you would think if your stores are all closed, your online business would be doing a lot better, right? If you're selling something nobody's buying right now, clothing and accessories, even your online business isn't as good as it was, and your brick and mortar business has gone almost to zero. It's really pretty ugly if you're in that kind of business. And that's most of the retail that you and I think of, say, that's at the mall, right? Or even that's in the strip center. Sure, the grocery store is open. TJX is closed, and Ross is closed, and Burlington is closed, and when you're in the mall, everything's closed. So it's tough on those retailers, and a bunch of them, unfortunately, probably won't survive. Well, we knew some of them weren't going to survive long-term anyway. That long-term just became a lot shorter.
Do you see a difference in the retail experience going forward in light of this? Social distancing measures, different barriers between people at the checkout counters. I mean, just wondering if those things will last or if they'll all get taken down and changed.
I wonder that we'll ever go back to what we were before, just because now we know this is possible, right? We haven't seen one like this since 1918. Yeah, we see the flu every year, but we've all gotten used to that, and we all take flu shots. But this thing got so much attention and is such a big deal that I doubt that we're going to go back to just standing right on top of each other. I doubt that we're going to go back to being face-to-face with the person that's selling us the product. Robots have to be more important now. Online selling has to be more important. Separation inside the store has to be more important. More cleaning has to be more important. All that's got to be happening. And I don't see how we just go back to where we were. I think this just accelerates all the trends we've seen and adds a few new ones like separation.
Thanks so much for all the insight. That is Jan Rogers Niffen, CEO of J. Rogers Niffen Worldwide.